This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, you have Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And so you're still welcome to comment on Kim Davis, but also schools. Conan, you brought a story in tonight about the so-called safest school in America. This is actually a video report from NBC's Today Show. Jeff Rossin is their investigative correspondent. I actually met Jeff Rossin. He was the guy who did the piece about Robin Hood of Keene
right
over the summertime here in Keene, New Hampshire. So I guess we'll just jump right into this video here about the so-called safest school in America. And I guess you could tell us if this sounds good to you. Would you want your son or daughter attending this government school?
Back at 7:40 on this Tuesday morning, we got the start of a special Rossin Report series called School Danger Zone.
First up, what some call the safest school in America uses state-of-the-art technology to protect kids. How does it work, and should your child's school have it? Today, National Investigative Correspondent Jeff Rossin got some exclusive access. He's got the story this morning. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning to you. We're all parents here. I'm sending my girls back to school this week.
So in behind Jeff and his intro piece here, there's a chalkboard with the Today Show logo. Rossin Reports is the name of his little subsegment. And then underneath it says School Danger Zone, like it's written in chalk.
With colored chalk. Yeah. All the letters are different colors. It's so kidsy.
It's so fear-mongering.
And, of course, this guy has girls, and he's sending them to school, and he has absolutely no problem with what he's about to uncover.
I bet he doesn't. Here we go.
I like to think that they're safe inside, but you see another school shooting, and it does scare you. In many schools, an attacker can walk right in the front door and do massive damage in just minutes. But at this school, they are going to extremes, using a brand-new high-tech security system, lights, sirens, even doors that can stop a bullet. But that's not all. This school has a secret weapon that would literally stop an intruder in his tracks.
Class is in session in suburban Indiana, and this intruder just got in, roaming the halls.
Security breach.
But this school is ready. And the suspect?
You're killing me.
Never sees
okay, so
it coming.
It is. The popping noise that you're hearing there are these smoke bombs that are kind of in the ceiling where you might expect to see, you know, the little fire extinguishers.
Fire,
things, right?
Fire
smoke
detectors?
Right. Well, fire extinguishers is what you would expect to see in this place.
Okay.
Maybe a detector as well.
So, the water sprinklers are right next to the smoke bombs, right next to the cameras, right next to the lights. So the whole ceiling is just nothing but electronics.
Yeah.
A big surprise you've never seen at a school. Southwestern High School could be the safest school in America. These bullet-resistant doors and cameras. So many cameras everywhere. And it's not just school officials watching either. They're connected live with the sheriff's department 10 miles away.
Jesus.
Authorities
Christ.
Can track an intruder in real time.
Used to be that education was the number one thing that schools did.
Now we're spending all of our money on security.
it's not just the daycare any longer. Now, and why is it the safest? Why is it the safest facility in the U.S.? Because it's more like a prison every single day. That's another very safe establishment. Keeps them in.
There were a lot of cameras in jail when I was in jail.
It's a government welfare babysitting service, and the reason that they put the reason that they're targets is because there's so many kids in them. If they're if there's a lot of kids,
and they're gun free zones.
Yep.
So I mean, if you want, and on top of that, you've got programs like this who emphasize, hey, crazy people, if you want to get on the news, all you got to do is go shoot up a bunch of kids at a school with no guns, with no gun defense, and hey, we're going to talk the crap out of you
for a long time.
Share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. More with Dr. Paula Maurer. That's who he's interviewing here.
Now we need to keep our students safe first.
Oh,
teachers play a huge role.
That's, I swear, man, that is one of the most revealing, ridiculous statements that this lady could possibly make. And, you know, she totally deadpans it. Oh, yeah, education used to be our priority, but now safety is what we're concerned
it's
with.
It's all about keeping your kids alive while you parents are off work paying the taxes to pay for our programs.
They won't be able to read when we get done with them,
but they'll be alive.
Just remember, they try to keep prisoners safe too.
Oh, too. Every teacher here, you have your own panic button.
Yeah, we all wear a phone in case there's a security breach. We can push this button, and the entire alarm system goes off in the school.
And something else, I actually want to show you real quick. When that happens, every classroom has a box like this, also hooked up to the sheriff's department. The teacher can flip help if they actually see the suspect and they're in danger, or they can flip safe if the kids are safe. So what would you do if there was an active shooter here right now?
Security breach!
I see all the kids past get
this
up.
Red line. What is that?
The red line is the security measure, and that's in place because if we stand behind this red line, if there's a shooter at the door, they cannot see the children.
All right, all the doors are locked. But there's a blind spot if someone's looking in the front door window, and if they get behind this red line, they're safe. But of course, they're flipping their chairs up.
They're literally bunkering up. So they got these, not just the chairs, right? So they have those chair desk things where the chair is actually attached to the flat top desk.
Yeah.
They're flipping those things on their side. They're then gathering in the back. They're all gathering in the back of the room. They make a line of the desks, sort of like
a bunker.
Supposedly protect them with these desks.
He's got a picket. They've got a picket line.
Yeah.
This is the craziest part. They're all hunched over like a nuclear blast is about to go off, and they've got their books in front of their faces. Like, I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Maybe it's going to deter the shooter. If the shooter can't see him in the eyes, that he won't shoot him or something?
I don't know. Maybe the book, the thick school book here would actually, it looks like an American history textbook. Maybe it would actually stop like a 22 or something like that.
I would think that it would.
Well, what if they're in the class and all they have is the little paperback? They're reading Kill a Mockingbird or something.
Right. They just got a workbook, you know, just this 100-page workbook.
Now, everybody remembers this. If you went to government school, you remember the stupid drills that they had you do. And down in Florida,
the fire drills. Fire drills make sense, but we do those at work as well.
Sure. Now, the fire drills actually did make sense. You leave the classroom in the fire drill. But I meant like the tornado drill or the nuclear attack drill or whatever, where you know you're supposed to hide under the desk as though that's going to somehow protect you from fallout or radiation.
Well, I think in that case it's just breaking glass. Because yeah, if the roof comes down, nothing is going to save you. Your stupid little desk is not going to save you.
That tornado is going to suck you right out through that roof and your desk.
Well, it might make some sense to get underneath something if there's a tornado or something like that.
But now they're literally cowering in the back of the classroom, holding a book up to their head. I mean, just how ridiculous must they feel going through this, and further having to go through it on camera for the Today Show? I mean, I feel sorry for these kids.
Well, these are all young minds, and they're jumping too. They're jumping through these hoops. I don't think that I don't think they're thinking about that.
You might be right, Conan. Because they grew up with this stuff. Right?
This is just another level of indoctrination, and they are going to be the next generation of
status.
Well, sheeples that go along to get along and have no problem with going through scanners and getting all touched and feeled on. It's amazing that this is the next generation right here.
Let me continue with the video here. And if you are in the younger generation, you can comment on this. I mean, I still, it's hard for me to believe that these kids would not feel absolutely ridiculous just cowering with a book to protect them
Before before you hit the play button, the last thing I had to deal with my daughter being in the public schools.
She just graduated recently.
Well, she didn't. She decided that she was ready to move on.
Good for her.
So she's out there doing her thing. But I found out years after it actually was implemented, I took her to school one day, dropped her off, and we were late. She was a couple minutes late, and I'm sitting there at the desk, and I'm like, hey, do I have to do anything special? Do I have to sign anything or anything like that? And it's like, oh, no, we're just going to get her thumbprint. And I'm like, what? And the lady pulls out a little electronic thumb scanner and holds it out. Sasha puts her thumb down, and whoop, she's in the system. And they had these in all the classrooms, and so if anyone was late, that all the thumbprints were on record. And when I was just leaving up out
of Tennessee,
they'll
never turn that over to the government.
They were putting them on the buses. So they're just like prisons.
855-450 freeze our number here. More on the so-called safest school in America. Are you feeling safe yet? 855-450-free. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com. At 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Join us on the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Would you want to be part of this safest school in America? Would you want your son or daughter to be going to this place where it is super overprotected to the level of absolute laughability. That's what we're watching here.
I want my children to live, Ian.
To clip from
I don't want
news.
Some nut gunman coming in and just taking away my children's life from them.
I'd say your best bet is to keep them out of the government school.
I agree.
If you want that to happen. Yep. I mean, if you really care about your kids' safety and their well-being, you probably should figure out a way to not send them to government
school. I would say, even if you don't even teach them anything, maybe just, you know, to read, I'm going to think that your kids would be happier.
Absolutely. So unschooling
now they're just
let
them
figure it out.
So I've looked into this. I do the parent directed homeschooling, parent directed learning. We call it. We don't have a particular curriculum. Excuse me. And what I've looked into this, and what they say is that if you taught your child nothing, as Conan says, I don't advocate that. But if you taught,
I don't either. But I'm saying. You would probably still be better off.
If you do nothing, then on average, the government school will provide them with one grade level higher level of learning than they would on their 18th birthday. So for the – and I don't know what it is. Let's just call it $10,000 for 13 a year for 13 years for $130,000. They are able to elevate your child's level of learning one grade level at the age of 18. That is miserable. I mean, that's just how awful it is. Now, at this point, I could probably not teach my kid anything, and I've already taught him enough about learning that he would be above their grade level already. Obviously, we won't do that, but I think the best move we've made in our lives is choosing to take our child's education into our hands. Mm.
If you care about your privacy while you're on the internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. ProXPN does it all right, offering the OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, plus there's Linux support as well. And unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. ProXPN also has more servers than ever before all around the globe, giving you greater speed and security. Plus, they'll take your credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You keep hearing about your online privacy being infringed, so go to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. As we go back to NBC's Today Show, investigative correspondent Jeff Rossin at Southwestern High School in Indiana, where they are being called the so-called safest school in America. He's showing some of the measures that they're using. There's apparently some sort of secret thing as well. Some of the measures they're using ostensibly to protect these students. So we'll continue here. The teacher, for those of you just tuning in, the teacher in one of the classes is being interviewed by Rossin, and she shows basically some sort of necklace with this electronic device on it with a button.
It's a panic button.
Yeah, the same thing as the, if I fall and I can't get up.
Pretty much the same thing, yeah. So here we go. And so they're demonstrating now, with the students are going to demonstrate the protocol when there is one of these emergency alerts.
Security breach!
I see they're all running past this red line. What is that?
The red line is a security measure, and that's in place because if we stand behind this red line, if there's a shooter at the door, they cannot see the children.
And this is something schools can do right now. There's a red line on the ground.
Absolutely.
The school now red on line. School lockdown. But if a real suspect was roaming the halls, could the system really stop him? The school letting us test it. I'm playing the intruder.
Showing a male subject in a blue suit.
Officers watching my every move. Remember, they're miles away.
If I was a real intruder, I couldn't get into a single classroom. They're all locked. Every last one of them.
But
that's a pretty good idea.
The counterattack is yet to come.
To lock the door?
That doesn't cost.
Automatic locking doors.
Okay.
That's a pretty good idea if you've got an intruder situation. Yeah, sure.
He's walking towards exit 14. I'm going to launch the
fire.
Hot zone.
Unless the intruder sets fire to the building.
Secret weapon called hot zones. Exploding smoke cannons hidden in the ceiling. Cops can deploy them in an instant. Whoa. There is smoke.
It is loud, and it's meant to disorient the suspect. I mean, look at this. The smoke is filling the hallway. You can barely even see me.
Whoa.
Now the fire alarm is going off, too.
All right, so the smoke in the hallway seems like a good idea, right? Like,
I don't know.
If the guy is set on shooting students, if he can't see the students to shoot them, then that might mean he might miss some more of his shots, right? Like, if there are students in the hallway, he then has to fire wildly rather than, you know, being able to aim his shots.
Sounds okay, yeah.
Except this is being monitored by the police, by the sheriffs who are 10 miles away. Are they actually going to know what's going on and be able to respond in a timely manner? I'm thinking they're going to see something go down, and it's going to be 20, 30 seconds before they're like, oh, hey, there's something going on. We better do something. I don't think they're going to catch on because they're controlling. This isn't automatic. They're not going to go off when someone starts shooting a gun.
Well, yeah, there's not somebody sitting there watching it all day, right? Like, there's going to be some sort of alert that
well, they're going to have to hire someone to sit there and watch it all day. And I'm just saying there's going to be a lot of human error involved. And I don't think a human's going to be able to watch 100-plus cameras and be able to pick up on a shooting.
So, Conan, you know, you're right. There are some problems with this system, and they don't want to describe what those are to the parents. They just want to tell them about all the money that they spent.
This is being sold to this school. We're going to get to this in a second. It's all being sold by a security firm who wants their money.
Well, they made the sale. It's a done deal, right? They just want to sell it to more schools, I imagine.
They actually chipped in a little bit so they can actually implement this new system in this school.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to display. You want to model home, as it were.
I see.
So
the other thing I was going to say, though, is if the shooter can't see the kids, that also means the police can't see the shooter, right?
So if a teacher pushes a panic button, then you essentially have, dozens and dozens of people who have control over locking these doors. Likely whoever's running the thing gets the panic button call and then locks the doors until...
Yeah, who decides if the doors are locked and what happens if a student's outside of the locked door?
Uh-oh. Sorry, Tommy. But no,
a student's pounding on the door. Let me in!
The hall pass actually generates a force field.
Not yet, but soon. Mark. The idea of having being able to lock the doors. This is just like the airplane cabin argument that if they were able to lock their doors, 9/11 never would have happened. That it was actually implemented, so that was a good idea. And having armed sheriffs, or what do they call themselves?
Federally, some federal, I forget what they're called.
Are we talking about school resource officers?
No.
I'm talking about
the planes.
Other security measures that other facilities have had to...
Air marshals.
Yeah, marshals. There we go.
So we're going to play more of this audio here from the video track on Today News. Jeff Rawson reporting on the so-called safest school in America. Does this kind of thing make you feel good? And maybe there are parents out there who are like, yes, we need to have this. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, no matter the cost.
This is fear-mongering.
855-450-3733. If it doubles the taxes, is it worth it? I mean, it probably wouldn't do that. But is it no matter the cost? 855-450-FREE. Or join us on Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live and you can join the show toll free. Just bring up anything at 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. Are you feeling safe yet? If you're just tuning in, then you missed the about half the video. We're going to go through the rest of it here. Got about another 2 minutes to go in the Rossin reports from today. NBC's Today Show. He's their investigative correspondent. He went to Southwestern High School in suburban Indiana, a school that some are calling the so-called safest school in America. It's got all kinds of safety features, like an alarm system that a teacher can hit from a pendant that is she's wearing on her at all times. Every teacher has one of these. The students then are using textbooks to try to protect themselves from the shooter's bullets. And they're flipping desks over. They're gathering in the back of the class so they can't be seen from the window.
When will the school uniforms be bulletproof? That's what I want to know.
Doors are being locked automatically. They're smoke bombs, basically, these smoke devices that the police can use from a remote location to fill the hallways full of smoke, thereby preventing the shooter from seeing anything. But it would seem that would also prevent the shooter from being seen by the police as well. So I think there's kind of a two sides to that particular coin.
So yeah, there goes your video evidence right down the tubes. So.
Well, not just that, but I mean, if the cops are surrounding the school and trying to come in there, I mean, maybe if they had some sort of infrared cameras, they could then see through that smoke. But I don't know.
That'll be the next development. Is hey, we've used our smoke devices and found that we can't see anything afterwards. We're going to need some infrared cameras to help prevent that from happening.
So Rawson's in the hallway right now in this video. We're going to continue it. It's full, filled full of smoke. But I also want you to know about Bitcoinist.net. It is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. They've got breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, a community forum. Plus, they're covering fintech and blockchain tech news. And Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. Their platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Just go to Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoin, I-S-T, Bitcoinist.net. As we continue with Rawson reports from the Southwestern High School, again, he's in the hallway. It's filled with smoke, and that's where we're picking up this audio here.
I'm telling you, you can't see 2 feet in front of you. What's key here is that they're doing this remotely. They can set this off based on where the suspect is. The other amazing thing is they're watching the suspect on real-time cameras, so no matter where the suspect goes, they can keep setting off these hot zones so he stays blind.
This is a game changer. We now can keep kids safe in schools. We didn't have the ability to do that before. We have it now.
Told you it's intense. Security doesn't come cheap, by the way. That system cost $400,000. This is a test school in Indiana, so the security company donated a big chunk of it. Then they got a government grant to cover the rest. But the superintendent said if schools can afford stadiums and uniforms, they can afford this.
I'm all for technology.
Well, you know, that's a fair argument, right? Like, if you can afford a stadium, you can afford a security system. I mean, I can see that point.
I'm going to say that a lot of these schools can't afford their stadiums because their money is being just dumped right down the drain to pay for these unionized laborers, the teachers and the lawn mowers and the bus drivers and the crossing guard ladies. I mean, these people are sucking it right down. They don't have money for uniforms. I mean, look here in our own area. I mean, they had to come and actually tack on extra little measures onto the budget. It's like, oh, hey, by the way, we're increasing the budget by a couple percent, but we need another $100,000 for uniforms.
Well, knowing the schools, they're not going to forego a stadium either, right? They're going to get their stadium, and they're going to get the security
system. And if they can get a government handout to do it, they're going to do that as well. They're going to get that grant, or they're going to try to anyways.
I don't know what it's like in other schools, but when I was going to public school, we ran a fundraiser, and we got our stadium. As a matter of fact, it was called Ball Van Stadium, named after the guy.
Mr. Ball Van.
Yeah, the guy who paid the most money to put it together, the construction crew,
whatever
it was.
That seems to be the way to go, right? Like, you know, go to the parents. If the parents want to chip into this.
Well, it was pathetic. We didn't have our own stadium. We were the only, you know how many high schools there were in town. There were 4 high schools in town. 3 high schools had stadiums. Ours didn't. Hmm. And once our stadium was done, it was still pathetic, right? Like, they all had nice stadiums, and we had this thing that was sort of like a bunch of aluminum bleachers and a flat piece of ground. And that's all right. I mean, the fact is that from what I can recall, nobody got charged anything for it, so that's okay. You know, it's a win.
And by the way, they start off $400,000 for this security setup.
Right,
it's only going up from there. Once they get their foot in the door, and they become a part of the market, they can start to take that price to any level that they want.
Was that the subsidized price, though, or is that the price tag? That almost sounds like it's the subsidized price, because when I heard $400,000, I thought, that seems a little on the cheap side.
That does sound a little cheap. I mean, when they're
$400,000 for being able to drop smoke bombs all throughout the school and lock all the doors automatically, plus supply
remote monitoring,
plus
wiring
the
whole school up,
with these little panic buttons. Yeah,
and on top of that, not only that, but now they need someone from this this firm to come and maintain this equipment. And once they use their smoke, once they deploy their smoke, they're going to have these Nimrods come back in and reload the smoke.
Another $50,000 right there. All right, let me go on here. This is the segment of the Rawson Report where he vamps with the anchors, so we'll see what sort of asinine things they have to say, because I know their comments after the Robin Hood report that Rawson did was actually pretty good. But the comments of the Today Show hosts were ridiculous. So we'll see what they say here.
Energy and innovation, but it makes me sick to my stomach that it's come to this. It really does.
Yeah, we talked to the kids about that, thinking maybe they would be scared by this. They do these drills all the time. They see the smoke coming out. But the kids told me, we like it. It makes us feel safer when they run these drills and they have a plan.
This is a series. What do you have tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow we're tackling another important issue, obviously.
All right, who cares? That's it. Yeah, and this guy's saying about how sick he is, it has come to this. He is part of the problem.
Matt Lauer? Is that what his name is?
He puts these shooters on a pedestal and talks about them for weeks and weeks, and they're martyred forever. I mean, they get their names in the history book because of this Nimrod.
I don't know how you do otherwise.
Yeah, I don't think you can really blame the media for this, Conan. I mean, the people are shooting the school up not because they want to make a name for themselves, but because they're pissed about something, right? Like the Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, they shot up that school because of how they were treated by the other students.
That may be true, but the kid that shot up the school in Connecticut, the Sandy Hook, what did he shoot it up for? Because he was bananas. That's why.
Well, there's that, too.
The Virginia Tech guy. You got the movie theater. This is Colorado crap. I mean,
but has it ever been shown that one of these school shooters did it specifically for the media coverage?
Somebody somewhere has done it for the media coverage.
Maybe
I don't know.
I think down inside, anyone who is going to jump off something wants someone to feel their pain. Misery loves company. I think that yes, deep down inside, they do it because of the media attention, and they're gonna go out in a blaze of glory if they can. They're not just gonna go walk out in the woods and disappear because no one will know. But this is a way to do it. And by the way, a lot of these guys are on drugs. I mean, just plain and simple.
The pharmaceutical.
The shooters. They're all out of their minds, and they've been given those things exactly. I believe it's a combination of a lot of factors. It's big pharmaceutical. It is the media. It's society. It's maybe bullying these guys around. There's lots of factors at play right here.
Yeah, and I'm with you, Conan, that it is super sad to have these kids just being so obedient and so used to this. This is a regular occurrence. All of these drills, they're really like drilling obedience into their heads, and it's just so disappointing. I think this is one of the biggest reasons to get your kids out of government schools is because they're teaching your children obedience to the state. They're teaching them fear. And that's what this is all based on, and I think that that's a really scary thing to be teaching kids.
And by the way, the rebels, the kids that the problem child kids,
yep.
They weren't in this video. They got sent to the stadium to have recess.
Yeah, you're going to have to go someplace else. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, because I know that there would have, at least in my day, I was one of the troublemakers.
I bet you were.
And I was never impressed with the whole hide under the desk silly nonsense. Like, that didn't do anything for me at all. So I probably would have been like...
For me, it was just an opportunity to get under the desk. Yeah!
lay down and take a nap.
Hey, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you're a parent, you've got kids in government school, tell us how you feel about this super security stuff.
Because it's coming to you.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150LK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free to join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is it too far? Has a school in Indiana gone too far with the ridiculous-looking security measures that they put into place? Would it be easier to just allow people who wanted to carry weapons on the school grounds? Like, you know, just let the teachers, if they feel so inclined, to have whatever weapon they prefer to defend themselves with?
I think the problem here is that the government school itself, you basically have to agree with the wishes. You have to take into consideration the wishes of every constituent in the given area. So some people are going to say, well, there's no amount of money that's too much to pay to protect our kids. Mm. And there's other people who are going to say, hey, how come you're not letting the math teacher carry a gun to school? Mm. And you've got all these different people with all these different opinions, and you somehow have to come up with the right scenario out of all these different opinions. You can't do that. You can, however, set up a bunch of little schools and everybody gets their own thing. The best way to do that is stop taking tax money from people to support your government school system. Yes, I know you're scared the poor kids won't get an education, but let's step down for a second. This education isn't about poor kids anyway. The fact is, the vast majority of kids in the United States go to government school. You're not going to tell me the vast majority of kids are from poor families. You're probably talking about 10% or 25%. Fine. Give an income-based scholarship to the poor people if that's what you want to do. If you're really worried about poor people, then give an income-based scholarship to them and let them pick the school that's best for them. Instead of collecting them all in one area so they become a target for crazy people.
Yeah, this is a combination of middle-class welfare and a whole lot of individuals who just don't want to take the responsibility to either train their kids themselves or to go out and have to find, oh, now I've got to find a private school for my kid. All that work I've got to
do.
That's
work. Yeah, that's true. Educating. If you don't, you know, taking responsibility for your kid's education is there's some time you got to spend on that.
And but so that's just one more thing that Americans don't have to do anymore. And it's healthcare is next on the list.
Right. This I was talking to a neighbor who's a small government guy, and I literally proposed essentially doing away with government school, and he said, but Mark, how are we going to educate the kids?
This is the whole roads argument. I mean, who's going to build the roads, Mark?
Well, I mean, but with the roads, at the very least, you can sort of be like, well, you know, you understand why people don't know what private roads look like. They know exactly what private schools look like. There's lots of them, and they do a better job. There's nobody. There are very few people who are listening to me right now that would say that that kids get a better education in government school than they do at private schools.
Not even a government school teacher would say that.
A lot of the government school teachers send their kids to private schools.
Exactly.
A lot of the state reps in this area hate private schools. They're trying to do away with them. They're trying to create laws that will do away with.
Yes. Wow. It's the definition of a fascist, right? Like, that's what they want to do. They want all the kids underneath their roof getting their indoctrination. That's what they're looking for. And it's precisely what they want.
Well, of course, their argument is the whole Christian aspect. They don't want kids, privatized kids, you know, learning stuff that the public school kids aren't having to go through.
They don't want kids to be taught.
I don't know if that's their actual reasoning behind the legislation they're trying to propose, but that's one argument right there.
Yeah, well, let's just homogenize it, give everybody a really crappy education that doesn't mention God, and that will fix everything in America. That's the socialist solution.
If you want to join us here, our Skype username is lrn.fm. So you're talking to, you said, Mark, you were talking to a small government guy, and he could not even envision a world without government schools.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a philosophically small government guy. He's just a, you know, sort of, he defaults to that. Like,
what's his age?
Quite old.
Wow. And that's the worst, too, because, I mean, you would think that some old dudes would, you know, have actually experienced a time in this country when there were more private schools than public schools.
Well, I think a lot of this strikes to the idea that we really need to have a deliberate movement of people who care about freedom. And that's the reason why we're all here together in the studio tonight. Is the Free State Project is to bring liberty-oriented people who understand that, you know, we will have better education when we take the state monopoly out of it and allow the marketplace to work. You know, one of the big fears about having no government school is that private schools are supposedly expensive, although that's not necessarily true. I think, Mark, you said that somewhere in your town there's like some private school that does it for $1,500 a year.
Yeah, I don't know if they've raised it, but let's go to $2,000 to say they've raised it.
That's nothing. I mean,
tuition. But
I don't know how they can even do that.
$14,000 is what they spend on the average, I think, a high schooler here in the area. So you're talking about
15 to 16.
Actually, that's just the city proportion. And when you add the state portion in, it is $20,000 per student, average. Kindergarten, middle school, high school. So it's the average.
I know some areas don't spend as much as they do here in New England, but it doesn't change the fact that you're still not getting it. You dump the money in, you expect to get a better education out, and you're really not doing that. A private school can do a better job. Many of these charter schools in areas where they pay $10,000 a year, they give the charter school $5,200 a year per student, and the charter schools are doing a better job in attracting students.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
And that's still mostly a government-run system. It's just a better one. And they, you know, the government bureaucrats and the unions and whatever, they just hold on and hold on. What we need is homogenized bad education for kids. There's the old quote from, I can't remember what the teacher's union guy was, but some guy from back at the turn of the century says, I'll start representing kids when they pay union dues.
By the way, I've got some shooting numbers. 297 people have been killed since 1980, and that includes Virginia Tech and the Sandy Hook and all of that. How many students are we talking about? 2015, there are 50.1 million students in the U.S., and those are public school students, and there's 4.9 million private school students, and that's just this year. So we're talking since for 35 years, drops in the bucket. It's a horrible, horrible thing. And yes, it's not something that, you know, I want happening in my community, but the money they're talking about the prevention money to prevent something like this from happening. This is like, I mean, you're more likely to die with some planes bombing and are crashing into your building.
It seems like it. But I mean, somebody listening to those
numbers
seems like, you know, somebody listening to those statistics is going to say, Conan, you know, you just are cold. You don't care about the kids. You're not willing to do what it takes. You just want our kids to be subject to madmen in the schools. Why don't you care about kids?
Hey, you know what? Your kids don't need to be going to these types of institutions. They don't need to be going to these prison-like institutions where they are at danger. I want my kids to go where they're safe.
Well, if you want to send kids to a prison school, then you should be free to make that choice. There should be a marketplace of options for people. If you want to send them to the Citadel or whatever, where they're on lockdown at all times, then by all means, you should be free to do that, and you should be free to pay for it.
And you can pay for it, and I'm not.
And for the rest of us that aren't, you know, cowering in fear on a daily basis, who, and if you have kids, and I don't, but Conan, you do, and Mark, you do as well, and, you know, then you should be free to send your kids to the school that has the right security system for you, which could include no security system. It could include arming the kids with something.
Did you ever sneak off of campus and go to lunch?
Yeah, I did.
Sure.
I got a lot of trouble.
Boy, you won't be able to do that with this system, will you?
Well, absolutely not. You don't even need this system. These schools are already on lockdown. You go to the high school here in Keene, and you cannot get in the building until they paid you in. There's a double door system where
Sally Port.
Have a jail. It's just like at the jail.
That's right.
So you go and you announce yourself.
Yep.
And then there's a door that will buzz you in, and if you don't get to it in time, they'll have to rebuzz you in. So and all the doors are like that.
That's interesting because I've never gone during the daytime. I, you know, had no reason to do that. But I have gone into that same school after hours for like school board meetings and things like that. And then it's just wide open, right? Mm-hmm. You just walk in. So it's that same door system. They just lock it down during the day.
And they've got it's pretty. By the way, when class is going on, it's clinical. I mean, the doors are all shut, and then you got the nice gleaming floors and. Oh, I can just imagine the security guard just walking down the hallway and just dragging his baton on all the locks. Yeah, exactly. It's spooky like that. But yeah.
Well, okay. So and people think that this is the cost of education, but you know, having a homeschooled kid, I gotta say that your kids are spending most of their time in indoctrination. When you know, I mean, what is there? Maybe an hour or hour and a half worth of education that goes on, and the rest of it is sort of, you know, making sure the kids are, they don't go to the bathroom at the wrong time and all these other things, teaching to the lowest common denominator. When are your kids actually learning at school?
How to take tests.
Here's another reason to keep your kids out of the government schools. If you are a marijuana user as a parent, there's a chance your child may accidentally slip that information to the school administrators or the school cop, and then you could lose your kids. We'll talk about that coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're past that.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.